Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today's Wednesday, June 15, 2016. You're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide. Tour Divide is a bikepacking time trial that runs from Banff, Alberta, Canada to Antelope Wells, New Mexico at the Mexican border. And every year there's, of course, the big grand depart, the most opportune time for many to go and do that and miss all of the bad weather, hopefully. And that was, of course, 6 days ago. We're in day number six of the race. And we want to play back your calls for you. If you missed them during the day and you just were going to wait for the true up, we do a true up each evening that we can. And that's what this is all about. We're going to play back some of your calls, give you a little bit of news. Lots of cold being reported, as you're going to hear from the callers, some sleet and snow and things like that in the upper elevations. And of course, we already know that there's been some high winds on down toward Lima and Polaris in that area. So the weather is a big, big, big part of this race. It can take you out of the race. It can cause all kinds of issues. And we hope everybody's safe and warm tonight. We can let you know that Christina Nakos has lost her phone. She was climbing up Richmond Peak. So some of the riders who are back and coming on through there, if you find it, please take it to Ovando with you and give it to Angler. Looking at your calls from today, we heard from Dieter Bozorski overnight or really early this morning. He actually gives a nice shout out to the Grinstein Trophy race out of Germany. Many of you may be familiar with that race. Gene Frankhauser also called in from Whitefish. David Chernside called in with a mountain lion sighting, actually, and he was in Lincoln. Randy Neal called in from Whitefish. He had quite an adventure overnight. Saw several bears, and his lights went out. He eventually just kind of had to sleep on the side of the road. And I made it on into Whitefish. Kind of a rough night for him. Bonnie Gagnon called in from Sparwood. Michael Devitt called in from Lincoln. And then we heard again from Randy Neal from, he was around Columbia Falls this evening. Sounds like he's going to stop there for the night.
Hello again. Here's Dieter speaking, or trail name Silver Rider. It's my second voice message. Today we had a tough, really tough ride again. It's Tuesday, the 14th, or June 14th, 2016. We started a little bit behind Eureka, and then we managed to climb over two passes, and now we are in Whitefish. We had been undergoing snow in the air, hail, and rain. It was quite shivering cold, but at least we did it, 130 kilometers into about 11, 40 minutes in the saddle. Now we are together with David, another nice chap. So we are three of us, and I still have to say I am admiring this even green, deep green, never-ending forest of Montana, what I've seen so far. Unbelievable. Yeah, I forgot to let you know about yesterday's experience, the so-called wall. It was really steep. We had to pull and to push our bikes over. It took us about 30 minutes, and it like two steps forward, one step backwards. It was really an effort to go through and during heat. So we had to sweat. Whereas today, in opposition, we are shivering. It was shivering cold. And this wall reminds me to one thing we have in Germany. It's called GST, Grenzstein Trophy, literally translated Border Stone Trophy. It goes, it runs about 1,350 kilometers along the former east-west German border. And it's, for German situation, wilderness too, nature protected. It's called Green Belt. And it's also quite tough to go through that. Well, yeah, so far, I wish all the best to my family. Hello, Suzanne. Hello, my son, Leo, and my daughter, Anna, and of course, all the fellows who know me. Yeah, and I'm still confident to fulfill my mission. I will do it, even if it's hard. Yeah, so I'm obsessed by my vision to finish the Great Divide mountain bike route 2016. That's it so far. Bye.
Ciao. Hey, MTB Cast. This is Gene Fankhauser calling in from Whitefish, Montana. Made the crossing from outside Eureka. We stayed at the Grave Creek area. and didn't see any animals except for the two guys I was riding with, Dieter Barzutski and David Brian, two first names. Anyways, we had a pretty good ride. It was very wet and very cold, snowed on Whitefish Divide, and then it hailed at Red Meadow, but Red Meadow was snow-free, much different than 2014. So we didn't have to do any post-hauling, but made it into Whitefish about 9:30, checked into a hotel to get dried off and got some food. So we're getting settled in and hope to get an early start tomorrow. But thanks, you guys, for putting this on, Joe Polk and Matthew Lee. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, MTB Cast. It's David Chernside calling in from Lincoln, Montana. A couple of days ago, I rode from Whitefish to Holland Lake Campground. It was a long day. The ride was okay. The guys who were using Shane Whiten's profiles were a bit upset because he's 15 miles out. So if anybody's going to use those in the future, just make an adjustment there. So I rode with Matt Giggs, which is really nice, at the end of the day for a few hours. It's pretty bear scary up there. Heard a couple, didn't see anything. Mark from Maryland saw a pretty full-size cougar, mountain lion, walk onto the trail on the road, just have a look at him for a few seconds and slowly walk off. Put a bit of a fright at him, so he was riding with the bear spray ready to go for a bit and looking behind a lot. otherwise, just, you know, pretty long grind to get there. Campground took forever to arrive. Just forever. You could see it on the map coming up as a point of interest. And then, of course, I was a bit tired, so when I saw 4 to go, I thought that meant 4 kilometers, not 4 miles. So even that took a long time. But yeah, good campsite there. Camped up with Mike as well. A few others joined Sed and someone else joined through the night. Rained a bit through the night, woke up in the morning, it was cold. Headed up Richmond Peak. Nice trail, this is pretty cool. It just kept getting colder and colder. By the time I got to the start of the traverse, had to stop and put more clothes on. It was snowing, sleeting. It was about 2 degrees. It dropped down from there to about 0.4 degrees on my Garmin was the lowest. So the descent down stayed cold, real cold. When I got to the bottom of that, I had to stop, put my thermal jacket on, make sure I basically had everything covered, wearing everything I had, actually. I rode on in, real cold, to Avando. Angle was great. The bike shop there that they made has just got the right amount of stuff, probably, for most people. Missed the restaurant or the cafe, Strayed Bullets, so had to go off route a little bit up to Trixie's. Wasn't that hungry, but knew I had to eat, so I got a kiddie's meal and one to go, which I think was about perfect for me. About there, I heard some stories about what was going on, and a lot of people got real cold going over Richmond Peak, and a lot cut out to Sealy Lake, some to just camp up, some to just play warmer clothes.
Hey, Joe Polk, this may be a little bit long for my call-in. Randy Neal, just arriving Whitefish. Yesterday, headed out of Eureka, caught up with Dave Shearer. He's a pretty good climber, so I was trailing him pretty much all the way up to Whitefish Divide. Beautiful day. We got up there. Man, I got dipping dots throwing at me. Pretty little decent storm, and then on the way down, just bombed coming down. Just a beautiful day. Yeah, way back behind the divide, and unfortunately, it took longer for me to get to Red Meadow Lake, and it was about midnight, I think. At least it was dark. I was pretty well getting tired from the long ascent, and when I got to the top, it started snowing pretty heavily. So I decided I couldn't bivvy up there, started heading down, trying to bomb it. It got really dark. And at that point, I put on my lights and got my bear whistle around my neck and started blowing it. First turn, brown bear, blew my whistle, he moved. Second turn, another brown bear, he moved. A little bit further down, maybe a mile, mile and a half, another brown bear. And I was getting pretty upset. Got through the snow, got a little bit lower altitudes, and started feeling a little better about the descent. And AMTB cast call, continuation of my call in from Whitefish. It was coming down the backside from Red Meadow Lake and trying to avoid the bears in the early stages of darkness. And at some point around mile marker 6 or 7, my lights went completely dead. So I was standing there, and I had one other flashlight, and I could tell that I had a long ways to town. So I made the difficult decision to bivvy on the side of the road. It'd been a good day up to that point. I had a lot of intimate experiences with the Whitefish Divide and me and the road and the Lord and my Redeemer, and just having a great time. And it's very difficult for a rookie. And so I was spent. I pulled over to the side of the road, laid my bike over, and just fell down, threw my helmet down, just fell down and fell totally asleep next to my bike. Didn't even pull my bag out or anything. Woke up a couple hours later, freezing to death, and pulled out my flipping bag, crawled in, and just trying to alternate, keeping my exhale from causing me to hyperventilate and kind of put my mouth through a hole to get some fresh air, and then I get shivery again. But my wife and I always talk about how we know morning's coming when we hear the sounds of the first birds. And sure enough, eventually I heard a bird and opened my eyes and looked out there across the road and saw the gravel at eye level and knew that I was going to be okay. And I just bombed. I just bombed it all the way into Whitefish. Thankful to be here. And it's a great experience, epic. I'm having the time of my life.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bonnie Gagnon calling in at the beginning of my day 3. Oh, it's been a great adventure so far. Tons of breathtaking views. I had 3 bear sightings. I think I have hearing loss from blowing my whistle constantly. Tons of mud. A very consistent, strong headwind. I've been in lots of rain. Hail a number of times. Of course, there's, you know, all the great climbs and all that. Basically, it's everything that the Tour Divide is known for. Spectacular. I'm going pretty slow. The kitty cranks are quite a challenge, but I'm very excited to at least have the opportunity to be racing, even though it's cutting my speed down quite a lot and I haven't made much distance. But I'm pressing on, hoping to get as close to the U.S. border today as possible. I anticipate camping in bear country tonight. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, everyone. This is Michael Bevitt. I am currently in Lincoln, Montana, after a really fun ride over Huckleberry Pass from Ovando. Spending a little more time here than I anticipated, I lost my bear whistle, which also had a dog tag on it with a picture of my family. And so I thought I left it in Ovando. Come to find out, I left it in Sealy Lake. So took me a while to track that down. Had to go through my kit, which is nice because then I was able to reorganize everything. Anyway, heading out of here, heading to Helena tonight, hoping to beat the rain. Thanks for following and your support. Bye.
Hey, MTB cast. This is Randy Neal. Feeling much better after last night in 24 hours I put in getting to Whitefish. But the great people at Glacier Cyclery pretty much patched my bike back together. I've been going through the trail for a couple hundred miles with kind of an angry chain, and it tended to stop me a lot trying to get things continuing on. So that's all taken care of. So I should be a little more efficient. Happy about that. Brakes, tore up one rotor in the front, did an endo, scraped my legs, but I'm surprised. Didn't do any other bodily damage. So, excuse me. So while I was waiting on the bike, it took a little longer for them to get it done. So I figured I'd just push on to just the closest town and go and do a tune up on my body, see what's going on. Haven't really taken an inventory of what's going down with my physical side, but looked down the left leg and my ankle swelled up pretty good and got a pretty nasty blister from fording the river. Been working on that. So I'm going to bivvy in a hotel for the night part of the night and just get a early start and see if I can get a jump and have everything, both bike and body, in better race shape and hopefully get moving on down the line. But that's about it. I don't know if I'll be able to call in for quite a while, but thank you, Joe, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Then we got a little bit of bonus coverage for you as Randy was, sounds like he was at a restaurant or something there in Columbia Falls, and I got this audio message from him, basically just playing back a little conversation that he had from Diamond Dave from San Fran. You know, you meet a lot of interesting people on the route, and Diamond Dave is apparently one of those interesting characters, and Randy asked him, what is your credo? And this is what he got.
Credo, brother. The second one, oh man, now it's all over. And then the spirit spoke to me like she does. And she said, learn to love, love to learn, never ends. I said, that's right. That's right. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And here's the credo. We call it that. Cast a wide net. Find that common thread. Let life flourish. And then, don't panic, just keep it organic. And I say, learn to love, love to learn, never ends. And then love will take you everywhere, hate will take you nowhere. So take that on your bike with you, take that on your bike, and whatever. And I'm in San Francisco, California, not so hard to find. But let me give you a phone number. So when you get in, I'll be back there. And here's my phone number, 415. So if you ever have a chance of coming through, there you'll be. You got a place to stay in San Francisco.
Awesome.
So there you are. Hope you're having a great week so far. It's hump day. We're staring down at the weekend, so hopefully you're making plans to get out and get those tires dirty. That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.